Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Former Missouri State Senator Bill Eigel, who's running for St. Charles County Executive, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's trying to pass a county charter amendment that authorizes the county to use excess funds and government efficiency savings to pay off the personal and the real property tax bills of St. Charles County taxpayers. So, former Senator Eigel coming up here in just a few minutes. We have Paul Morrow, Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector. He does a great newsletter called theopsdesk.org that you can subscribe to if you go to that website. Hi, Paul. How are you this afternoon?
Very good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good. You had a busy day yesterday. Let's start and talk about that. You testified before Congress, didn't you?
I did. Yes, I did. It was an experience, I'll tell you.
Good or bad?
A little bit of both. You know, it's great to see the halls of power, to see where the law is made, you know, to get in and see where the sausage is made, so to speak. I wish it had been a little bit more of an uplifting or edifying experience, but I can't say it was. I went down there with all kinds of numbers and policy and, I thought, quite bipartisan, things that had worked here in New York under Democratic administrations, where we not only had crime lower, but we had lowered the incarceration rate. And I had hoped, as the old saying goes, we could sit and reason together. After I gave my opening statement, as did the other three witnesses, the first thing that happens is Jimmy Raskin asks his assistant to hold up a giant poster from 30 years ago of Donald Trump standing next to Jeffrey Epstein. And that's kind of how the whole thing, that set the tone, let's just say.
Oh my goodness, I did not know that. So did you ever have a discussion with lawmakers about the issue at hand, which was crime in these big cities?
No, No, we never quite got to that. I mean, with the Republican side, we did. They asked about, you know, what should be done. How could the federal government help? What would be good to go into a crime bill? And that was all very decorous, and I felt very mature. But then the rest of it, Hank Johnson from Georgia acted like he had come to the wrong hearing. He kept saying, isn't this about the military? Why aren't we talking about the military in our cities, which was not the purpose. And by the way, I did deal with the National Guard in our cities in my opening statement. So that was all very performative. And then he kind of just got up and left. And then the rest of the time was just beat up. It was all J6 and Donald Trump. That's all they did.
Goodness.
So no, there's no meetings of the mind there. And I got to be honest with you, one and done. I see what it is down there now, and this is not a place where they're trying to get to, in my mind, real solutions. It's just all we want to hold the midterms.
You know, wouldn't it be nice to actually have some solutions and some things that we can work on? And I think the American people kind of desire that. I know we do here in St. Louis with our own crime problems, and it's just frustrating that you can't get to the actual point at hand during the congressional hearing, but I think both sides tend to make political hay. What is your sense right now of how this transition is going to go in New York City with Mamdani, particularly on the law enforcement side? Because, of course, here we hear stories of people that are ready to flee, take jobs elsewhere. There's a lot of offers out there, Paul, from other departments. I think you've even talked about that. So, and then the president's going to sit down with Mamdani? That's interesting as well, isn't it?
Well, you got to remember something. Donald Trump has an enormous footprint here in New York in the real estate world. His son still runs that real estate empire for him, Eric. And so he's got a lot invested here, a lot riding on New York City's success. And if it really craters, which could happen, as has happened in the 70s when it essentially went into receivership, Donald Trump stands to lose a heck of a lot of money. So I think he does have a vested interest. And I'd also like to think he has New York's interests at heart. He's from here. He was born in Queens. And so you know, I think that there is maybe a mixed bag there, but either way, I'm happy he's paying attention because people make this point. I think it's true. Donald Trump does not do any of this. You know, his whole administration, arguably, may be polling better if he wasn't trying to do things relative to cities that don't want him to help. But he does not want to forsake these cities who have citizens who want that help. And so you see it in Chicago, Portland, and I think you're going to see it in New York. I do think that from what I hear, they're going to start doing some operations here relative to ICE. And so I think he's going to be, he is willing. He's meeting tomorrow, as I understand it, with Mamdani. And from Mamdani's side, he needs the money. He needs the federal money. He's made a lot of big promises, and Donald Trump shuts that spigot off. And he's starting out with one hand tied behind his back.
Paul Morrow is back with us this afternoon. So let me ask about the Thomas Crick situation. You and I have talked about this before, kind of wondered why more information on this kid isn't out there. Now we're learning from some reporting with Miranda Devine at the New York Post and a source that she had that there was a much bigger digital footprint in theory than we ever thought about this kid. What do you make about some of this information, which I still think is kind of being undercovered?
First of all, I agree with you. It is being undercovered. Secondly, I have to endorse Miranda's reporting. Miranda is a real experienced journalist, and she digs stuff out, man. Give her her due. She's at the New York Post, and she's a must-read. So I give it all the credence in the world, and it's troubling. I never thought that he was somehow or other working for a foreign power. I know that that meme had started early on after the shooting. You know, there was all the speculation about him having encrypted apps on his phone, and, you know, is he being weaponized by the Iranians or something, you know, and I never bought into that, nor do I, not even remotely. I have to really see some compelling evidence. But I think what's more troubling and what's emerged now is that the Bureau took a very much of a nothing to see here move on. And then it turns out that there was more to see relative to his digital footprint, which they told us was essentially nothing, that there was, in fact, a period where he switched from being pro-Trump to anti-Trump. Something seems to have set that off. That didn't happen on its own. And then this stuff about him using the they pronoun and other atmospherics that you could, let's be frank, you could see the Biden administration covering up, because that was their MO relative to this stuff. That was the DEI years. And it is unfortunate, and it just is. This is, as I said at the time, this is where the conspiracy theories start.
That's right.
They grow in the dark. Just tell us what happened, unless it's really relative to an operation. Tell us what happened. And I have to say, I would like to have seen the current FBI tell us all of this. And that's why all of a sudden now there's all these conspiracy theories about that. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, because then that leads to more distrust. And you wonder if you're hearing the truth ever. Then there's the Epstein files. And, you know, that creates a whole nother, you know, can of worms there with people whose names. And, you know, there's Clay Higgins in Louisiana voted against it because, look, he said releasing names like this, you're going to have people dragged through the mud that don't deserve it. They're just connected with this story. And that may be the case. But obviously, there were enough people in Congress and the president said, look, release these files. You think anything in those files are actually going to lead to further prosecutions, or is this all about politics?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No, I think that there's a chance that we are going to see, if not prosecutions, some real embarrassment. You know, I don't think I'd go that far to say prosecutions, but like we already know, for instance, that Hakeem Jeffries was soliciting donations from Epstein before the whole second case broke, but after the first case. So he got a guy who's essentially a convicted pedophile, and, you know, Jeffries is soliciting money from him. You have the fact that he was money all over the place. He had, looks to me, a very let's say, suspicious relationship with the person who the delegate from the Virgin Islands who was taking dictation from him essentially in the hearings there. So I think there's embarrassment coming. I would doubt prosecutions. I'd be surprised if they skated on that. But I do think that you're going to see some embarrassed people.
Well, Paul, what's your thoughts on the military action with the drug boats in Venezuela?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, look, this is going to come to a head at some point. Right now, Donald Trump has purchased on that because of the imminence issue. And what it really comes down to is the president's power under Article 2 of the Constitution, his power to protect the homeland from an imminent threat. And the example would be, let's say there were, I don't know, Russian bombers on the way to bomb L.A. or something. You know, well, he has the power to go, say, intercept them without having to go through Congress because the framers recognized that sometimes the president's going to have to act quickly. But at some point, I think you're going to start to see some pushback. We already got it in some quarters, even on the right. I know Rand Paul's been out there on this, where they want an AUMF or at least something like it, like we had after 9/11, an authorization of military force to say, just like after 9/11, we said you can use it. It wasn't a war. We didn't declare war because you couldn't declare war on an ideology. You know, Al-Qaeda was scattered. But that said, they did put in this legislative cover. I could see that happening because if we indefinitely are blowing these Coke boats out of the water and they keep coming, I think what's going to happen eventually is we're going to hit the wrong one. Or there's going to be some story that catches fire in the media that maybe somebody on the boat was 11 years old and had nothing to do with the drug trade, whatever. It's risky is my point. Now, I want to be clear. I support it. This fentanyl is not people overdosing. It's poison. They're putting it in other drugs. People don't realize they're taking it, and then they're dropping to the tune of 75,000 Americans a year. So I have no sympathy for these people bringing this stuff in or the Chinese who make it. I just wish Congress, as ever, could just get out of their own way, put a legislative cover in. For all that talk, they'll complain, but I don't see anybody sponsoring any resolutions. And so I think it's dysfunction. At least Donald Trump is doing something about it.
Did you see, and I featured some of this audio, that storage facility that got cracked open with the guy finding all the fentanyl in the storage locker out in Colorado?
I did not see that story,
It's a crazy story. So this guy, I can't remember the details. You know, sometimes these storage lockers, they go dead. People don't pay the bill. So he pays $200.
Yeah, sure.
He cracks the locker on it, and there's an amazing amount of fentanyl and meth. He calls the cops right away, and they secured it all. But it was stunning, the amount of drugs that were in that storage locker. I will tell you that, yeah. Paul Morrow, always great to have you on. Check out theopsdesk.org, and you have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You too, Mark. Right. Thank you.
Yep, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.